This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Tuesday, November 29th. Well, yesterday wheat markets were weaker again, continuing the pressure that we saw from Friday. This time, Kansas City was keeping up with Chicago. In fact, by the end of the day, Chicago was down 16 and Kansas City was down 17. So in fact, by the end of the day, that spread had actually lost a point. Minneapolis, kind of just watching the show. I mean, it was down yesterday. It was down about 10, but it's been largely quiet while both the winter wheats have drifted lower, and then the winter wheats have pushed, got some momentum to the downside over the last few sessions, whereas Minneapolis was basically just flat until yesterday. It started to break down as well. So we have broken out of the small trading range in Kansas City. Minneapolis, we're kind of right back down to the trading range. In Chicago, we've pushed through that trading range here last week. So, you know, Chicago, again, has been the leader to the downside, but Kansas City now is starting to keep up with that. And the basic fundamental reason for this is Russia. They have been aggressive exporters. It looks like their November exports are going to be double of what they were last year. And it appears that they will be able to keep up this pace through the next several months. They've got the wheat available. The corridor is open. They are moving a lot of wheat, and they're getting, they're aggressively offering, and they're moving wheat into pretty much all corners of the world. So even despite a relatively tight crop here in the United States, a tight crop coming out of Argentina of hard red winter wheat, and of course the struggles with Ukraine, Russia pretty much is making up for all of that with their hard red winter wheat exports. And again, it looks like they're going to be a pretty dominant presence in the export market through the marketing year. The other major exporter coming online, of course, is Australia. Their harvest is ongoing, and Mother Nature has opened up the skies for them. It's been dry after just weeks and weeks of way too much rain in the eastern part of the country. That has since dried down. So they're moving the combines through. They're getting it cut, and they're also getting it exported. Quality on the East Coast is going to be lower than normal. There's going to be a fair amount of feed wheat coming out of there, but they'll find a ready market for that. In fact, they've already sold some to South Korea. The bulk of their exports, however, come from Western Australia, which produces about 40% of their total wheat production. So that's where, you know, the weather there was fine. They didn't get the heavy rains and the flooding in that part of the country. So they should have very aggressive exports coming out of there starting in December through January and over the next month or so. But the bulk of those exports will hit the market in December and probably January. It just seems like there's a lot of headwinds in the wheat space. And we were kind of braced for this. We expected, you know, the Southern Hemisphere harvest would lean on the market. The big crop coming out of Russia would also create a big wet blanket over the market. But we've moved through the downside target, my downside target anyway. And the market now is headed to the lows from last August. We're not that far away. We're about 10, 15 cents away from that. So that should offer some decent support to the market. You know, clearly, I think at best we're in a sideways type of market. I do think we'll settle into a trading range of the winter, but I don't think it's going to be the wide range of a dollar. I think the major risk has been taken away from the market, and that was the uncertainty of the trade corridor. That has pretty much been answered. And even if there's that out, you know, the extended question of, well, is Russia going to renew it in 4 months? I think they will. They did it this time. They tried to leave the agreement. That lasted all of 2 days. They were back in. They renewed the agreement. It behooves them to keep that corridor open. It's much more of a benefit to them than their disdain for it helping Ukraine, if you will. So I think it stays open. And Russia is going to be just a major player in the wheat market for the rest of the marketing year. So that keeps a lid on the wheat prices. What supports wheat is the very poor condition of the U.S. crop. Now we'll get those crop condition ratings today, because of last week's holiday, that'll be the last number or estimate that we have for this year. And then we'll pick them up again in mid-March to early April. So I look for some support to show up here, but it's going to be difficult to get sustained rallies in wheat. So that's why I think we'll probably just settle into a trading range and, take it from there as we work our way through the winter. In Argentina, of course, the dryness has extended, past the winter wheat growing season and now into the soybean season, corn planting. It still continues dry. It looks like the next 10 days or so are going to be dry with the temperatures heating up. So that could be supportive to corn. I think it is providing a floor under corn because despite the weakness in wheat, corn market has been flat. Longer term in South America, there are some signs that La Nina is fading, and that would certainly pave the way for more rains to come into Argentina. But at least for the next week and a half or so, it looks like the dryness continues. Now, with the weakness in wheat and corn prices being fairly stable, that has brought wheat prices much more in line with feed grain prices. And there is some chatter going around that perhaps we're going to be pulling wheat into the feed channel. We've got a lot of feed wheat coming out of Australia that could easily move into major areas of Southeast Asia, feed manufacturers. We've already been importing wheat from Poland over the last few weeks. Most likely that's some lower quality wheat coming into feed end users here in the United States. I think that alone would raise some alarm bells in the wheat market, especially hard red winter wheat in the plains. And that's where your basis levels are so strong for corn, trying to pull it into the feedlots there. If those price relationships get any tighter, you're probably going to see wheat move into the feed channel. And again, this is high quality wheat and we don't have a lot of it. So the market's going to want to kind of keep that out of the feed channel as much as it can. So there are some interesting dynamics going on there. And I think the price relationship is getting fairly close to that. For world price offers as of the end of last week, we have U.S. Gulf soft red winter wheat at $350 a ton. That's down $5 from the previous week. Hard red was unchanged at $415 a ton. Ukraine was down $5 at $285. Russia unchanged at $315. France down $7 at $337. Argentina was unchanged at $380. In corn at the Gulf, $330 a ton FOB, that was down 20 on the week. At the PNW, we were down 10 at 335. Ukraine is unchanged at 255. Argentina unchanged at 285. Brazil down 5 at 295. For soybeans at the Gulf, $585 a ton, that's down 10. Argentina is at 590, down 10. Brazil is at 600, down 20. So we are starting to see some pressure coming out of Brazil. You know, they're looking at just a huge crop for soybeans and corn. They've just had ideal weather during their planting season, the early part of the growing season. The forecasts look great for them. They've got plenty of moisture. There's no excessive heat. And they're planting fence row to fence row and beyond, in fact. So, we're going to be looking at big production coming out of Brazil. And we're already experiencing a lot of corn exports coming out of Brazil from last year's crop. That's what's keeping a lid on the corn market. The dryness in Argentina is providing a floor of support, but if the rain starts showing up in Argentina, I think the corn market really starts to struggle here. And that's going to, I think, kind of probably start to encourage some more farmer selling. As we get into December, markets tend to be fairly quiet. The bin doors are shut. Farmers have sold what they needed to sell, and I don't see any of that budging really very much during December. However, as you get into January, it's a different tax year, and you're probably going to see a fair amount of movement to, generate some cash for operating expenses and whatnot. So, I would expect the first couple weeks of January, the grain markets to come under a fair amount of pressure. So any kind of rally we get during December, then I think that's worth taking advantage of, because we've just got the domestic storage capacity here in the United States is high. The bins are full, and that's what supported the market during harvest, is much of that corn was just going into the bin. But eventually it's going to have to come out, and it either does it early to generate cash, or it does it during the summer once we feel confident what kind of crop we're going to get to make room for this next crop. But there's a lot of domestic storage that is full that's going to have to get emptied at some point here over the next 6 to 7 months. So just kind of keep that in mind too. Short term, look for wheat to carve out a low. We have followed the normal seasonal pattern pretty closely of weakness into late November. We tend to carve out a low right around Thanksgiving. Well, here we are. We're in that window. The market's had a flush to the downside. We'll see if we get any more here, but two big days down and approaching a major support level should be enough, I think, for this market to kind of be complete as far as liquidation to the downside goes. So I'm looking for a buy signal, some kind of reversal up, some kind of whatever, to give us that buy signal. But I think it's worth taking, at least on the low end of what probably will be this trading range, and to take advantage of that and either cover your shorts or start to leg into some long positions. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.